Hello, everybody. Welcome to a very, very, very special episode of your personal favorite unofficial, official evil rebroadcast podcast, FGC Cast. I am one of your two rebellious, incredibly underground hosts, the Purple Sharpie, and I am joined today by
your lovely renegade, Saki Sakura. What's
you up, know it. How are we doing today, Saki? This is our very first live episode of the podcast. Are you excited? Because I'm excited.
We're live? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we cannot do any of this, girly.
I'm excited, though. I'm excited because that's why it's so special, this episode.
Yup. You know, I actually hear there's an even more special reason than just the fact that we're live. I happen to know that we're live because Evo, otherwise known as the Evolution Tournament series that actually occurs every single year from Las Vegas, is occurring literally as I speak right now inside of Las Vegas. In fact, if you're not actually there and you have a massive amount of FOMO and you happen to be listening to one of the best podcasts in the world and you're right here inside of our chat, we have a very special treat for you. As a matter of fact, Saki, why don't you go ahead and tell them about it?
Yes, we do. Now, it seems like a couple of times we've gotten comments about, you know, how about getting like a quick type segment, easy to digest type of special happening. And well, guess what? We're going to do it with Evo 2024. You're going to prep with me, Saki Sakura, the know-it-all for everything happening this weekend. So are you ready with me? This is going to be quick and easy. Let's go, starting off with Road to Evo PlayStation. That's right. There were a couple of games featured for this earlier this year: Tekken 8, Guilty Gear Strive, King of Fighters 15, Street Fighter 6, and Mortal Kombat. All of these games were featured for winners to have a paid trip to head to Evo. And you're going to be looking out for these players this weekend. We got Bean and Tiger Pop, Mr. Crimson, Shine, Fruit, MK Javier, Raif, Rhythm, Tetsu, and Phrenicious, all in these games. You don't want to miss out. Again, they are the winners of the Road to Evo PlayStation. And congrats to them, and good luck this weekend. Up next, we also have Evo Japan. We are recapping. You know, last time we got to see NA just dominate with Evo Japan. And the question is, for this weekend, does NA sink or swim? Meaning, do we get to see Mena RD win Street Fighter 6 again? Do we see Tempest get to win Guilty Gear Strive? Do we get to see all of these games with their different regions competing this weekend shine, or will NA just dominate like we usually do in this weekend? And then, of course, as a reminder, you got to remember that there are a couple of Pro Tour spots happening this weekend with Evo, and that is including Killer Instinct, Dragon Ball World Tour, all on the community side for Evo, plus Guilty Gear Strive, Grand Blue, Undernight are ARC World Tour Platinum spots, meaning that these spots qualify you to the ARC World Tour. You also got Street Fighter 6, the Capcom Pro Tour, one of the few offline premieres happening this weekend is Evo, and then of course your Tekken World Tour. And that is a quick recap with Saki Sakura.
Let's go, Saki, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the episode here where we are actively giving it to you like it is. And congratulations to Saki for her very first recap digest episode. Can we get a round of applause in the chat? Can we get a round of applause if you are at home? Let's go, Saki. That was amazing. That was tremendous. But I gotta tell you, we are gonna have to come right back to it because we actually have, for the very first time, a sponsor. Break. Let's cut.
Here's some sponsored content, cause we got bills to pay. This next game, pay to be on the cast today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Where's the sponsored break?
No.
Hold up.
What? Oh, you know what? I guess people are just gonna have to tune in on Tuesday for it. You know what?
No, see,
that's fine. That's the way it be. Yeah, okay, so you know, Saki, thank you so much for providing that really awesome segment into going what we had before and why this Evo is so important and why it's so special. We actually also happen to know that there are going to be quite a few people commentating this time around for Evo. Let's go ahead and actually take a look at the commentators this time around. Evo actually posted this earlier this week. We saw quite a few people, and the most notable thing that I actually want to personally shout out is that this year, as opposed to every other year that they have Evo, instead of just one primary host, which is L.I. Joe, we actually have two. For the very first time, Persia is going to be co-hosting this event along with L.I. Joe. So while you go through the weekend, if you really, really want to support women inside the community, and you especially want to support some of the longtime members of this community, make sure you tune in and tell Persia how freaking awesome she is. I'm so, so proud of her, especially of everybody on this list. Like, everyone on this list, congratulations on doing commentary. That's awesome. But Persia, I'm so proud of you, girly. Let's go. Saki,
let's go.
Do you see anyone on this list that you're incredibly happy to be seeing on this list?
You know what? I do, actually. So I see a lot of the TNS fam also on this list. They weren't available, like, or rather picked last year. So getting to see a lot of first timers like Jigsu, Maverick appearing here this weekend is actually so inspiring. And congratulations to them as well for it. I also want to give a special shout out to Jadelyn. I love her commentary. Aww. She's anime queen. So I'm so happy that they got to pick her as well. And then of course, shout outs to Sherry. This is one of her first major commentary since her transition from player to commentator. Mm-hmm. So that's actually really huge to also be a part of this incredible lineup. And again, honestly, you know, congratulations to all of the commentators that were selected. It is really awesome to see this talent. And again, it's an exciting weekend this weekend, right?
For sure.
Like, so much to happen. This is like the biggest moment for a lot of fighting game players and then the fighting game community as a whole. So we obviously have to make sure we go into it with a bang, you know?
Very, very true. You know, for our international guests out here, you may not necessarily be listening to the unofficial, official Evo rebroadcast podcast here at FGC Cast, but on the very slim chance you do need to know that they do have an official 2024 mm-hmm. Japanese commentary lineup exclusively for you. They have quite a few very, very well-known talents inside of the Japanese community here on commentary, and if you've been listening to some of the Japanese-only broadcasts, you recognize a few of these commentators. I don't personally, but I do hope all of this talent has an amazing time at Evo.
Personally, Sharpie?
I'm sorry?
Are you sure you don't know personally? Well, not personally, but are you sure you're not familiar with at least one of them?
You know, see, now you're calling me out. I don't know.
No.
Oh, wait, you should.
You play this game.
Let me get the broad view of this one more time, because now you're calling me out. I'm scared.
You are a specific main in this one, and if I tell you, it's gonna be too obvious.
I feel like you're cheating right now. If you give me it as a commentary thing, okay. So I'm a main inside of this game.
They recently had a DLC that's also playable at Evo. Sharpie, no! You literally have one of the best! You have one of the best!
Yo, I got you. I recognize Aru, but I think that's a Tekken player. Okay.
I got you.
Walk me through who I'm missing.
Kamone from Under the Night.
God.
And Melty Blood. Literally the French
I was literally like, that feels so familiar. You know what it is? It's because I never see it spelled out. I only hear it.
Right?
That's really what it is. Oh my God. I'm such an American. Wow. I'm so sorry to the entire three Japanese listeners who happen to listen to our podcast. That was a big one on me. I'm not even gonna hold you. I have literally no excuse there. Okay, but as we move forward, let's go ahead and shout out what there is to do this weekend. Sharpie, do you want to go ahead and walk us through the schedule here?
Yeah, so one thing I really want to shout out here for specifically Evo, usually we're used to seeing Friday top six games happening at Evo. That was actually the conversation leading into Evo, considering all of the numbers for every single game. Well, it turns out that this year, there is no Friday top six games. Everything is pools and pools round two, as well as the rest of the bracket going into it. And then starting Saturday is when you'll start seeing the top six. So today, you know, with that in mind, other than watching the actual show, of course, and, you know, playing your games and whatnot. Sharpie, what else is there to do on a Friday then?
You know, I hear that there's a lot of community tournaments. I hear mm-hmm. that there is obviously also really, really cool podcasts that happen to be live right now. But I have an assumption that you're going to set us up for something amazing.
Well, I do agree with you. I think that the biggest highlight is, you know, a certain podcast. A
certain
happening
random
right now.
Podcast that is no, definitely the best exactly. unofficial podcast ever existed. Yeah.
But in addition to some of the tournaments happening, there is actually a bunch of demos and panels happening tonight, including, for example, you have, let me just make sure I double check here. So we have, of course, 2XKO.
Ooh.
In fact, 2XKO is streaming live right now.
As
we're having this recording.
We are actually recording and streaming because we can't play 2XKO. I'm not even lying.
I know. Yeah. It's like so painful not to be there and play. They just wrapped up showing off Alawi and her gameplay. In fact, playing with a well-known player, Diaphone, content creator as well. And
I want to interject really quickly. My husband messaged me while we were setting up for this podcast, and he let me know that Alawi has a big band move.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Big band has this, giant step move, and apparently they gave it to Alawi.
Well, I mean, aren't you happy then? Because aren't you going to be playing Alawi? Or is it your partner that's going to be playing Alawi?
I don't know how I feel right now.
Okay.
No, I'm not. It's still too close.
Too early.
It's still too close. Like, the wound still hurts. I'm like, yo, are they about to make her everything I hate about Skullgirls, dude? Are they gonna give her the best thing in the world and then I'm going to hate her? Are they gonna make her a charge character? I'm sorry, go on.
With 2XKO, you know, they're actually streaming. They just showed off the gameplay. They're actually going to go into an exhibition that includes former co-host Yohozi as well.
Let's go.
Against Apology Man. So I'm actually really looking super forward because I think that that's like the highest level of 2XKO
yeah, it
you
is.
Could ever watch.
I mean, they're working on the game too. So it's kind of like, you're ultra good, dude.
And then, of course, you know, just continuous talks about the game. We also have also available to play on the show floor is going to be Fatal Fury, City of Wolves. That is the new SNK game that everyone is just losing their minds around. You also have a couple of DLC that is playable, including Granblue's newest DLC, which is, I believe, pronounced Volusia. So she's going to be available to play. You also have Takeda and Farrah, plus the new Balance patch that is also available at the Mortal Kombat 1 booth. You also have Under Night 2 DLC character available, which is, I believe, Uzumaki, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
Or Uzuki. Found out that she's an item character, apparently. Plus, that also has a whole new patch. You also have the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection.
What?
To test. Yes, it's Marvel!
It's there?
It is.
Oh my gosh. You know Chef's what?
Kiss.
That's
I know,
wild.
I know.
This is a wild year to be at Evo.
There's so many demos. And then the last one that you also don't want to miss out, which also includes another exhibition that just finished up as well, is the Hunter x Hunter and Nen x Impact. They actually already showed off a couple of things for the game that we weren't able to get in because they're literally like pumping out a lot. Plus, they have their own panel. But you can also get to play some of the characters as well on the show floor this weekend. And Sharpie, that's not all.
That's not all? Okay, now you playing with my emotions, girl. You playing with me.
So I gotta ask you before I say this, Sharpie.
Yes.
Do you like anime?
I freaking love anime.
I love anime too.
That's crazy.
Guess what? In partnership with Crunchyroll this year for Evo, they are hosting a Street Fighter II the anime watch party right on the show floor with Sejam and Tasty Steve hosting as well.
Wait, Sejam and Tasty Steve are hosting it now? I thought it was Yipes and Tasty Steve originally announced.
I have a feeling it was Sejam, but I could be wrong. Sejam might be doing then the Tekken ball.
Yeah, I think Sejam's doing Tekken because I remember seeing the announcement and it was specifically Yipes and Tasty Steve. But thank I wouldn't be surprised. No, you're fine. I wouldn't be surprised, truthfully, to see Sejam there as well, too. And I just want to say, everybody, if you enjoy anime watch parties, as a reminder, there do happen to be two people right now that are not actually at Evo. They happen to be hosting the world's literal best fighting game podcast to have ever existed and the only unofficial official Evo rebroadcast podcast right now that would love to have viewing parties in general. Like, just putting it out there into the universe for no particular reason.
Manifesting.
Similar to how we are manifesting what items there are to do on day two.
And that's right, day two. So right in day two, you're going to actually be able to check out some of the top six. The first one being King of Fighters. Now, the UA, if you're not familiar to how kind of Evo works, the way that you can determine whether you're or not your game gets to be either a Saturday or a Sunday finals game is based on the amount of entrants. So King of Fighters 15 is the game that has the lowest amount of entrants. So that's going to be happening at 10 a.m. on the Las Vegas side, which I think is PST, if I'm not mistaken. Time yes. zones don't kill me.
Yes.
And then, of course, right along that, right after, is going to be Mortal Kombat 1 Top 6, Uni 2 Top 6, and then Third Strike, which is actually incredible because when we say low numbers, we actually mean that, like, it's, like, in the upper 200s and 300s. These aren't, like, low numbers that, you know, you have, like, a couple of people playing. These are, like, huge numbers
yep.
that we got to see this year. I mean, reaching over 10,000 entrance just alone is insane.
Evo's
and then
big.
Of course, super big. Now, I do want to make a really quick clarification because, again, there's a couple of you that are pretty new to either Evo or to just fighting game in general. Top six is what gets broadcasted. Top eight gets the medals
yep.
and does get a cash prize. So just a heads up that if you're wondering, like, why top six, that is just because of operations, and it's just a lot easier to get that flow going.
Not enough top time six, to stream everything, unfortunately.
Exactly. So top six is what gets broadcasted, but don't worry, even if you do make it into top eight, you still get your medal and you still get that cash prize.
Lot of money going out. And I just want to give a very special shout out because I believe Skullgirls is actually having their tournament. I believe it's on Saturday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's a $16,000 pot bonus as well, provided by Autumn Games and Hidden Variable. Hidden Variable being the developer for the game and Autumn Games being the publisher for the game. They actually announced that Muguma, a very well-known African-American cosplayer, is actually going to be commentating it. And he's a friend of mine. I'm really wishing him super-duper success commentating Skullgirls for the very first time. He's been a longtime fan of the game. He has been following the game since before I was even in the scene, honestly. And he does a wicked, nasty, and I hate to say this, but good Beowulf cosplay. So check him out. Maguma, he'll be doing the commentary along with a few other people for Skullgirls. I believe it's on twitch.tv/BGCallisto.
Yes.
So definitely make sure you tune into that and support Skullgirls. It's a great game.
Absolutely. And then, of course, once again, you know, there's just still so much happening. Like, let's talk about it, Sharpie. Day three.
Day three is actually the least climactic part and the least hectic part of this entire tournament. Day three, there's only one official stream. You're looking at the main games. These are the games that people came out to Evo 4, all right? We start off with a really, really nice and clean Grand Blue Fantasy Versus top six. We then go into Guilty Gear Strive top six. We then go into Tekken 8 top six, and we end with Street Fighter 6 top six. So Sunday at Evo is the day where you have people tuning in for. This is the official Super Bowl day, so you definitely do not want to miss this. All day, it will be broadcast from twitch.tv/Evo. And honestly, I think that's kind of like the highlight for the weekend for a lot of people. This is the thing that you're going to see in a lot of video game broadcasts. This is the thing you're going to see in a lot of even possibly general news broadcasts when they talk about games and stuff. This is the day that Evo is known for. So as long as you have made sure that the remainder of your weekend, specifically your Friday and Saturday, are filled, then I think you're in a really good place. Actually, Saki, there's something we forgot. That is exclusively here on stream, and this is the only place we will officially be announcing it right now, actually. You know what? Should I tell him? Should I tell him? I think I should tell him, Saki. What do you think?
I think he should. I think he definitely should.
Okay, you guys. So here's the thing. For the very first time, we are actually showcasing a developer interview. Nay, I'm sorry. An organizer interview of late night sets with the purple Sharpie. We showed you guys a teaser. We showed you guys a teaser earlier this week. We told you guys we were going to upload the very next day. There were some mechanical difficulties. It didn't happen. All right. After coordinating with Shinobi, the owner and head TO of Climax of Night, we have decided to release that episode immediately after Undernight Top 8 on Saturday night. There will be an exclusive watch party as well inside of Shinobi's hotel room. So if you happen to be at Evo and you want to experience one of our very, very, very high quality sit-down interviews about not only the history of Undernight, but also an amazing, amazing, an amazing rags-to-riches type story of an organizer on the East Coast who is now literally managing Undernight and Melty Blood at the biggest fighting game tournament in the world, come over to FGC Cast exclusively to our YouTube and check out that episode Saturday, immediately after Undernight 2 Top 8. Or I should say, I guess, Top 6, right? But yeah, you know, that's we're really excited about that coordination opportunity. Thank you again to Shinobi for working with me on that. And I really hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I really, really do. I worked really, really hard on that. And I'm really, really proud of the way it came out.
Also, as a reminder, it is one of the only platinum events in the Arc World Tour that will have Undernight specifically featured. So if you're an Undernight player, you better be there.
Yup. But you know what, Saki? Let's go ahead and get into the breath of what is happening at this EVO. Now that we've gone over the schedule, we've gone over the commentators, we've given people a list of things to do. Let's talk about some of the announcements that have already happened as of the time of this podcast, July 19th, 2024. Our very first one up is actually a bunch of new characters were announced for KOF. You want to talk us through it?
Yes. So with Fatal Fury, City of Wolves, there are going to be playable characters, of course. We got announced Rock Howard, Terry Bogard, Preacha, Marco Rodriguez, and Vox Reaper. Both Marco and Vox were actually just recently revealed. So that means that you're going to be able to not only get a chance to check them out, but you'll be able to actually get your hands on them and be able to play at EVO. Once again, that's happening all this weekend, regardless if you're in there Sunday. EVO is now completely 3 days, meaning that there is a time to actually dedicate for all of these demos.
You know what? Actually, Saki, there was something I forgot to ask, which is, are you excited for any of the demos that are happening at EVO? That completely didn't even cross my mind. Obviously, I'm personally very, very, very excited for 2XKO, but
yes.
Any of the demos that we talked about earlier, are they kind of like, you know, are you excited for them?
Well, I'm so glad you said that, Sharpie. So for everyone watching, I am actively talking to many videographers and content creators that are at EVO right now and actually coordinating with them to get some exclusive footage that is during the weekend. Like, I already got from
your shout out to
Avatar. Yeah, I am such a weeb. Of course I am. You think I'm going to sit here this entire weekend and just watch the top 6 and top 24s? No, you're absolutely bonkers.
Oh my God. Think
I'm just gonna sit here and not try to actually be like, all right, so give me some of the video, give me
yeah,
what do I gotta trade?
Yeah, that's my bad. Honestly, I don't even know why I asked. Honestly, that's crazy. What is wrong with me? Okay, you got it. Yeah, no, she's over here literally collecting footage from EVO like it's Pokemon cards, dude.
Shout outs to Avatar Yaya first and foremost for actually hooking me up with the first footage, which will actually go live tonight, like probably in about an hour or so after we're done with this podcast.
Nice.
To check out the first look at Takeda gameplay and a little bit of what exactly makes Takeda in Mortal Kombat 1. Mm-hmm. I also have Hunter x Hunter, because you know what we've been saying all this time in the FGC Cash Sharpie, we gotta support Hunter x Hunter.
We gotta support so we can anime. Get more.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're going to see some of that on my channel this weekend. Mm-hmm. Of course, 2XKO. But with 2XKO specifically, I'm actually going to be covering more of the exhibitions and actually trying to give my hand at commentating them this weekend. So you'll be getting some exclusive stuff this weekend for that.
Let's go.
Well, Grand Blue, of course, and then Undernight as well.
Nice. Okay, that's a good roster of games. You know, me personally, I have my entirety of my eye right now on a very special game that is near and dear to my heart, but is unfortunately not at Evo. And that game is actually Multiversus. There's a very, very special announcement that Warner Brothers has actually officially announced will be told at the end of, I believe, Mortal Kombat. Specifically, ooh, Mortal Kombat Top 6, they're going to be announcing some type of Multiversus news. So I'll definitely be tuning in, trying to figure out what they have announced for it. As a Multiversus ambassador, I feel like it's important that I stay up to date. But even more importantly, as a Multiversus player, I feel like it's important that I know all of this news before you guys know it, so I can dominate you guys in a totally fair and very, very, very equal manner. You know what I mean?
I do have a question for you, Sharpie.
As long as it's not who should I duo with you, and the answer is some type of grappler player like a Jason or otherwise,
you
I will
know
answer
what?
It.
I feel a little bit of hostility there.
You know, sometimes it's better to be silent when you're talking about grapplers.
You know what? The real question is, what do you think that announcement could be? Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be character, because I feel like character, especially with Multiverses already out,
yeah,
character can kind of be like the last thing that you can kind of think of.
No,
what
I get it.
What do you think could be the reveal? Because also I think that there's like a whole episode on Monday, right? So curious what your thoughts are.
You know, that's a really, really good question, Saki. And in the process of trying to answer that question, I accidentally moved to the wrong scene. So before I give you my answer, we're going to move to the proper scene. Now that we are here on the proper scene, let me just tell you that I actually think the announcement is going to be Powerpuff Girls.
Oh! Really?
Yeah, no. It's the Evo episode. We're going to give predictions. I'm not going to apologize. Warner Brothers has not talked to me about any of this. None of this information has been told to me in any way, shape, or form privately. They have teased Powerpuff Girls officially several times inside of previous characters. I do not know who the new character is. There have been a lot of unofficial, and I'll just call them what they are. They're leaks. I do never, ever, 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 mm-hmm. ever encourage leaking or looking at leaks. And so I don't personally look at leaks or comment on leaks, truthfully, outside of telling people not to engage with anybody who leaks, because it's a very negative practice that actively makes things harder for not only content creators and players, but developers and community managers who this is their full-time job. People lose jobs over leaks. So my public and private stance has always been do not leak information, do not share information. If you find out something that you know that the game or that the publisher has actively told you not to disclose, do not disclose it. Like, it's very simple. But yeah, I think it's Powerpuff Girls. They talked about it inside of the Joker trailer. They have the Powerpuff stage of Townsville out already. It's either Powerpuff Girls or it's Dexter. Like, those are my top two choices. You know, that those are my predictions, to be very honest. And if I'm wrong, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it, Saki. I'm not going to do it. You were waiting. You were like, I can't wait for the very next episode. I almost got her. No, you're not going to get me. You know what? Here's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, Saki. It's because I love you that I'm doing this, okay?
Okay.
Now, firstly, I want to say to my entire audience, there are a lot of asterisks attached to this very next statement, all right? If there is an act of God and I cannot follow up on it, I don't want none of y'all to come for me. Okay, I'm going to do my best to follow up on this very next statement. But I don't want people being like, oh, Sharpie, why didn't you do X, Y, or Z yet? Well, maybe Sharpie was busy or had some type of other contractual requirement that said she couldn't do it, all right? Here's the thing. If Dexter or one of the three Powerpuff Girls is announced as a playable character at Evo 2024 inside of this very special announcement, I, the Purple Sharpie, will play Yasuo on day one of 2XKO coming out.
Yes! 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 Join us! Join us!
That hurt,
join
dude.
Us! Join us!
That hurt my heart. That hurt my heart.
Day one, I'll take you to the lab, teach you all the combos. I got you. I got
you. Now, I want to be very clear. I will be playing Yasuo for a time period no more than 1 hour. But I will play Yasuo. Okay.
1 hour is all you need to kill
Grievous. I hate you. I truly despise you. I just want to let you know that right now. Because you knew what you were doing. You knew. She knew. She knew, chat. She knew the entire time.
I did.
She
I
knew.
Did.
Look at her.
I did. I'm evil. Pretty proud of it. I'm
evil.
Pretty happy about
it. Vile stuff.
What can I say? What can I say?
Let's move on. Let's move on to our very next bit right here. Bring us in, Saki.
Yes, so this is actually the newest DLC character. We kind of talked about this in our in our review of all of the playable demos that are available in Evo. And this is actually Versusia. So sorry.
Yeah,
bad at pronouncing.
Difficult
the
names.
Spanish came out.
Difficult names.
But what's really cool is that this is going to be the latest character that is going to be playable for Grand Blue. Now, what I've heard so far about her is that she's a very zoning character and she's actually really slow. So she's like a tank slash like very much heavy on zoning. I believe she's one of the primals, if I'm not mistaken. So very much on the same level as Lucillus and Husbando. I can't remember
not
his name.
Not Husbando. That's
yes,
crazy.
Husbando. Two Husbandos, actually. I just can't remember their names at the moment. But definitely something to look forward to. Grand Blue is so interesting, right? Because, you know, going into kind of like how the tournament is, specifically the tournament side of things, right? I'm super excited to see how many of the player stories are going to round out this weekend, especially for players like B-Paul. We covered B-Paul during our Combo Breaker recap episode.
And earlier this episode when you were recapping, I believe it was Road to Evo, correct?
Well, not Road to Evo, because Granblue was not part of this specific Road to Evo PlayStation tournament. However, there is a lot riding on this weekend. In fact, B-Paul was also included in some of the Evo articles as well. So, you know, this weekend, it's huge for Granblue. And like we've mentioned before, for many of the Arxis games that are happening this weekend, they are platinum events. Meaning that if you win, you have your spot secured. You don't have to worry about points for Arc World Tour.
That's a big one. That's a very, very big one. And that's a really big opportunity. Best wishes to everybody competing this weekend. And we do have, I believe, is that our final bit of news? Yeah, that's actually, this is crazy. I'm so incredibly embarrassed to say it here, Saki, but I don't actually think we have any more news to cover today. I actually think we literally covered all of the news that there is to cover about Evo. What else is there to do?
So, first and foremost, I just want to say it's because we're so godlike, Sharpie.
It's because we're so godlike. But you know, Saki, I'm going to interrupt you here because I definitely want you to be able to finish that thought later. But I am just going to go ahead and say it live for the very first time. Listeners, we have reached the very end of this FGC podcast. And it's live! Girl, we did it!
We did it!
We did the entire live episode! How do you feel? What were you gonna say? What are your thoughts?
That was really nerve-wracking.
It was scary. I was very scared. I was scared the entire time, girl. You know, I messed up on a scene and I was like, just keep going. Just keep going, girl. We're live. You can't fix it in post. Just keep going.
I will say, out of the entire cast today, I think the most stressful part was my segment. I was stressing. Listen, Sharpie is literally my cheerleader, everyone. I just want to like really appreciate Sharpie for this moment right now, because I was going into this with like, I don't know. I feel like there's so much I want to say, but then so little I want to say. And then Sharpie's like, Saki, sit down. Look what you've done.
Yeah.
And then I looked at everything and I'm like, oh. And she's like, you've done this before. You just need to do it a different way and you're going to be fine. And I was like, oh, okay. And then literally today we were practicing it and we were just like, yo, we didn't even need 60 seconds.
No.
We do it 30 seconds.
Yep. And then there were some sections she even cut down to like almost 15, to be honest. I was very amazed. No, Asaki is literally a professional, and I'm going to continue hyping her up. Asaki, we actually have very, very special little like tags and websites underneath us. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the projects you're working on this year?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, again, just like Sharpie said, we have our website showcase. So if you want to go ahead and follow or check us out or check where we're at, you can go to our websites. For me, it's SakiSakuraTV.info.
And for me, of course, it is SharpiePLS.com, otherwise known as Sharpie Please, which is a very old Nickelodeon reference from Amanda Bynes.
Oh, really? I never knew that. That's actually some good history.
So Amanda played a character called Penelope Taint, who literally was obsessed with Amanda. And she had a website called Amanda Please.
Oh, I remember.
Yep.
Wow, you brought back some memories.
Yep, I am old. Yes, but you can check me out at SharpiePLS.com. My live stream link is there. My Discord link is there. But even more important than what Saki just said, which is to not take away from the importance of what Saki said, our websites are very, very important, and definitely check out our websites. You should also be checking out the official FGC Cast website, which is the only place you're going to see the recording of this podcast episode before it goes live next Tuesday. You will only be able to see it from our website. I am not joking. That's the only place we're going to be hosting it, uploading it, and you're going to be able to view it live up until literally Tuesday when because we have another episode going live next Tuesday. Actually,
we do.
We have the episode previous to this one is going live next episode, next week, next Tuesday. And then this episode is actually going to be live, I believe, on August 6th. So it's going to be a little bit of time afterwards, but you know. Hey, I also, since we're closing out this very, very live cast, I actually want to go ahead and say thank you to everyone that came out to our chat. We did want to do this live stream on YouTube. Unfortunately, when we tried to get the stream information from YouTube, YouTube said it would take another 24 hours before we could stream, which was just a cool feature. Really really great feature. But I want to shout out three people that are currently here inside of our live chat right now. That's going to be Sparrow7, Brick_Man, and Hyena Breezy, who I also want to shout out because they made some amazing, ridiculously good art of me. They actually showed me off inside of a cute little a project that they made. I'm actually going to go ahead and show the art because I was literally so blown away by it, Saki. It really did literally make my day. I actually think I told you that it made my day, like literally, like this.
Yes,
art
you did.
Right here. So they featured me. They have this tiny little video series that they did called What If FGC Content Creators were fighting Game Characters? And they made this character of me. And it literally, I'm actually not joking, it literally made me cry. Like, I was actually crying. I was so honored to be featured. People usually don't include me in stuff like this, and they did. And just seeing their art and seeing them appreciate and respect me for the work that I put inside of the community, it makes me really, really happy, you know? And also, just as a really cute aside, calling me the Skull Queen of Battle is a real easy way to get on my good side in general. So just, just for anyone out there that's trying, like, if you want to be friends with Sharpie, just call me the Skull Queen of Battle and we're cool, you know? But I
think
I did want to shout out
stream, yeah, or a fan art at some point.
I honestly did just want to shout out everybody for thanking for, you know, coming out to the stream, taking some time out of their day to chat with us. And I really hope you guys check out our website later to watch the full episode, which I think it should be up on Saturday. I'll try to get it uploaded tonight and get it up on Saturday so you guys can watch it there. But you know, we'll see what happens. Saki, you know, when outside of just your website and outside of my website, do you have anything exciting that you are doing this weekend or anything exciting that you're watching at Evo that you really want to shout out or anybody that you want to say thanks to?
Well, yeah. So once again, we are going to have this weekend full of YouTube content. We're going to do our streams in the morning, and then we're going to actually upload on YouTube all of the demos and gameplays that we'll be able to, you know, again, capture or, you know, trade for secret info, essentially. And then I do want to give a shout out to, of course, I'm going to re-shout out Brickman and Signal Sender as well, for both from my community to actually appearing here and supporting. A special shout out to Signal Sender, who is also one of my students. They're really, really proud of them and some of the work that they've been putting in. And then I'm actually definitely keep a lookout for some more announcements coming soon. We're working a lot. We're doing a lot. So make sure you are staying up to date.
For sure. And you know, everybody, that's going to do it for this episode, this live stream of FGC Cast. Everybody, we will see you offline.
Bye.